From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A crash landing closes one of the world's busiest airports. An Emirates Airlines flight from India with 300 people on board crash landed at Dubai's main airport Wednesday, sending black smoke billowing into the air and halting all traffic at the Middle East's busiest airport. Authorities said all passengers were evacuated safely. The Dubai-based Emirates said the accident occurred around 12:45 p.m. local time as flight 521 is arriving from the southern Indian city of Thiruvananthapuram. It confirmed there were no fatalities and said all passengers and crew are accounted for and safe. Passengers evacuated from the plane say that minutes before the flight crash landed at Dubai, the pilot made an announcement that he needed to make an emergency landing. A reporter from an Indian newspaper says the passengers said the pilot spoke to them as the plane neared Dubai on Wednesday, saying there was a problem with the landing gear and that he would make an emergency landing. The passengers said the cabin crew opened all of the emergency exits of the plane and that all 300 passengers and crew on board the aircraft were evacuated within minutes of the landing. Russia is denying claims from Syrian rebels and human rights groups that it was behind a reported chlorine gas attack Tuesday in the same area where a Russian helicopter was shot down a day before. That according to a Russian state media report. Russia's TASS news agency reports Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is saying it is very hard to react to such information releases. It is not always clear what they are based on, what their sources are, and so on. Aid workers in Syria's northwest said a helicopter dropped barrels of toxic gas. VOA News. A medium-range ballistic missile fired Wednesday by North Korea flew about 1,000 kilometers and landed near Japan's territorial waters. So say officials in Seoul and Tokyo, who add it was one of the longest flights by a North Korean missile. The U.S. Strategic Command said North Korea fired two presumed Rodong missiles simultaneously Wednesday, not just one. The command statement said initial indications reveal one of the missiles exploded immediately after launch, while the second was tracked over North Korea and into the Sea of Japan. Japan's defense ministry said the missile landed inside Japan's exclusive economic zone, the 200 nautical mile offshore area where a nation has sovereign rights for exploring and exploiting resources. Japanese media reported it was the first North Korean missile that has splashed down in that zone. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said it imposes a serious threat to Japan's security and it is unforgivable as an act of violence toward Japan's security. U.S. President Barack Obama wants Congress to approve the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal his administration has been negotiating for nearly his entire time in office. The major candidates to replace him in January would rather not see that happen. He said, right now I'm president and I'm for it, he said, during a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Singapore.
The answer is to make sure that globalization and trade is working for us, not against us. And that's why today we are reaffirming our commitment to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I am a strong supporter of TPP because it will reduce tariffs, taxes basically, on American goods from cars to crops and make it easier for Americans to export into the fastest growing markets of the world.
Republican candidate Donald Trump has been outspoken against the TPP and other trade agreements. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton said during her tenure as Obama's Secretary of State that she was for it, calling it the gold standard in trade agreements, but that came before the pact was finalized last year, well after she left the administration. She now opposes the deal, saying that she would want to be able to tell middle-class workers it would raise their wages, and in her conclusion, she could not. Donald Trump is openly taunting leaders of his own party by refusing to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and Senator John McCain of Arizona in their GOP primaries. Yet thus far, McCain, Ryan, and other Republicans who have reluctantly declared that they plan to back Trump for president appear to be sticking with him. Trump's stunning slap at two of the nation's most prominent Republicans dramatically escalated GOP turmoil barely a week after a convention intended to promote party unity. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.